Turn to the 80th Psalm. Psalms, 80th Psalm. Bible says, "Give ear, O shepherd of Israel, thou that leadest Joseph like a flock, thou that dwellest between the cherubims, shine forth. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. O Lord God of hosts, how long wilt thou be angry against the prayer of thy people? Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Thou makest us a strife unto our neighbors, and our enemies laugh among themselves. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved. Thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Thou preparest room before it, and didst cause it to take deep root, and it filled the land. And hills, the hills were covered with the shadow of it, and the boughs thereof were like the goodly cedars. She sent out her boughs unto the sea, and her branches unto the river. Why hast thou then broken down her hedges, so that all they which pass by the way do pluck her? The boar out of the wood doth waste it, and the wild beast of the field doth devour it. Return, we beseech thee, O God of hosts, and look down from heaven, and behold, and visit this vine, and the vineyard which is thy right hand hath planted, and the branch that thou madest strong for thyself. It is burned with fire, it is cut down. They perished at the rebuke of thy countenance. Let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou hast made us strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee. Quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." I want to preach just a few minutes tonight, if God will be our help, on restoration and illumination. Amen? Restoration and illumination. As we look at this and we see this is Asaph's prayer, and he's a calling for the restoration and illumination of God's people. And now how does he say that's going to come about? How's it going to come to pass? He said it's going to come to pass by the shining of God's face. Amen? That's how it's going to take place. That's how salvation's going to come today. That's how we're going to get help. That's how we're going to be encouraged today, is by the shining of God's face. Look at verse number 3. He said, "Turn us again, O God, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." Verse number 9. He said, "Thou preparest room before it, and this caused it to take deep root." Amen. I'm reading the wrong verse. Number 7. Turn us again, O God of hosts, and cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." Praise the Lord. Then we look down at verse 19, and it says, "Turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine, and we shall be saved." Amen. Praise God. So what he's saying, he's asking and he's praying and he's agonizing with God in this prayer that God would shine upon them again, that he would restore them and he would illuminate them with his presence, that he would illuminate them with the shining face of God. And we see this here in the hand of God, and he's Asaph is a the leader of the song and the singing and the praise and the worship. And he's said, "Lord, what we need is we need you again in our presence. We need your help because we as a flock have gone astray." So we see two pictures here. We see a flock and we see a vine. As we see the flock here, we see Israel, praise God, as the sheep, as a flock of sheep led by God. If you go back a couple chapters to chapter 77, chapter 77 and verse 20, it says, "Thou ledest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron." So we see the nation of Israel, we see God's people being led by the hand of God. You say, what's the significance of that? I want to say, praise God, it hasn't changed a bit, not one whit. Every one of God's people ought to be led by who? By God, amen? There's none other that can lead us than God Almighty. Look at chapter 78, Psalm 78 in verse 52.
Verse 52, the Bible says, But make His own people to go forth like sheep and guided them in the wilderness like a flock. Amen. So praise God, no matter where you are, no matter what you're going through, He said, God Almighty has to be the one. We have to be the flock, and He has to be the shepherd. It don't work the other way around. Praise God. God's not the flock and us the shepherd, but God Almighty is the shepherd of the sheep. So we see God's laid it out here, and He begins to show us that He is God, and He is the leader of the sheep. He led the sheep and He brought them out. He said in Psalms 103, He said this, He said, we are His people and the sheep of His pasture. Praise God. I'm glad it's that way, ain't you? I'm glad we are His people. We belong to God. Amen. Praise God. I'm His tonight. Lock, stock, and barrel. Praise God. I belong to God Almighty. I'm His. Amen. Praise God. That's what we got to do. If you're ever going to be a child of God, if we're ever going to be led by God, we're just going to have to surrender and say, you know what? I belong to Him. I'm just going to start listening to Him. I was kind of kidding Amelia when she was saying that she heard something, but didn't know what it was. I said, you know, that might be the Lord speaking. I'm telling you, we need to be listening. The Lord might be speaking to us. Praise God, in the volume of the book, it's written to Him. And if we'll get to listening, we'll hear from God Almighty. We'll hear that voice. You say, preacher, you think we're going to hear an audible voice from heaven? Praise God, I'm telling you tonight that you'll hear an audible voice down in your soul, praise God, that'll speak to you the volume of the book, and it'll direct your path. It'll give you restoration. It'll illuminate you, praise God. It'll put a light in you, and it'll shine forth even in the darkness of this world so that folk can see the Christ of God down in your soul. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we see that the sheep were led by God. God Almighty is the leader of the sheep. But something happened. Amen. They were wayward sheep. Amen. That would not follow the shepherd. They kept wandering away from God. That don't seem too unusual today. We're seeing it all over this country. People that used to be followers of God are wandering away from the Lord. I tell you, youngs, we better get back to God. We better quit wondering, praise the Lord. We better wonder how to get back to God. And we better get focused on having a right attitude toward Him, as staying faithful to God, because He's faithful to us. He's there to minister to us. He's there to help us. He's there to give us that guidance that we need from the throne of grace if we'll just listen to Him today. But they said that these sheep, praise God, they were wayward sheep. They began to wander away from the shepherd. In other words, they quit following Him. Amen. You quit following the shepherd, ain't no tell where we'll end up. Amen. Let me say it again. If you quit following the shepherd, no tell where you'll end up. But praise God, we need to be listening so when He speaks to us, we can follow that voice. So we can stay close to the shepherd. So instead of following close to the shepherd, praise God, instead of ending up in those green pastures, in those still waters that it talks about in Psalms 23 and 2, these folk deferred from that, praise God, and they ended up enduring the tears and the reproach of the enemy. Amen. You'll fall prey to the enemy. Little old sheep, they better stay close to the shepherd. If sheep don't stay close to the shepherd, sheep ain't got no sense. Amen. They don't know what they need. They don't know where to get sustenance. They don't know where to get that hope. They don't know the direction that they need to go. Sheep are just ignorant. They're just ignorant. They don't know. That's why every sheep needs a good shepherd. The shepherd encourages them. The shepherd puts them in those green pastures. The shepherd moves them, praise God, in the place and the direction that they need to go. He takes care of them. He ministers to them. He helps them, praise God. But when they get away from God Almighty, they don't have no help. And He said what they did, they turned their back. They strayed away from the shepherd. In verse number 5, He said, Thou fedest them with the bread of tears and givest them tears to drink in great measure. Amen? Because they got away from God. They went on their own way, their own pernicious way, turned from the shepherd, praise God, and they, a little old sheep says, well, I believe I got this. Bad, bad, bad. Yeah, you got it all right. Amen. About that time, big old wolf comes out of the bushes. Amen. And you are no more. That's what happens. That's where the tears come. That's where the sadness comes, praise God. And we get away from the shepherd, praise God, when we don't have no help to help us along the way. He goes on, verse number 6, says, thou makest us a strife under our neighbors and our enemies' life among themselves. We get caught up in scorn. Amen? We get caught up in scorn. We're scorned by the cause of the enemies, praise God, that's around us. And they say, they're laughing at us. Say, yeah, you know, I know what you used to be. I know what you was trying to be. I know what you claim to be. But look where you're at now. Amen? I don't want to be a used to be. I don't want to be an ought to be. Praise God. I want to be, praise God, one of God's children, looking unto Him, the author and the finisher of my faith, to guide and direct me every step of the way, all the way, till I get home. I ain't found nowhere to quit. I ain't found nowhere to get off. I ain't found nowhere to change direction. Praise God. I just want to stay with God. I want God to stay with me. I want a shepherd. I want a chief shepherd. I want a master shepherd. I want a shepherd, praise God, that can show me the way and lead me therein. I don't want to walk by myself. I don't want to stroll in the darkness. I don't want to try the things of this world. Hey, listen, I've been there and done that. I just want to stay with God till I get home. What about you? Amen. Brother Junior already said he's done preached the message tonight. All we need is the Lord. He's the most important part. If we got Him, we got it all. We just need to stay with the Lord. They would say, Lord, if you'd just come, please come back. I pray, God, so that we could see your presence. If you'd turn again, God, turn back to your people. And listen, it ain't God that's left. It's me and you that's left God. Praise God, it's our people that's left God. It's this community that's left God. It's the neighborhoods that's left God. It's our households that's left God. God ain't left us. Amen. He can't. If God left us, then He'd be a liar. God don't lie. He said He'd never leave us nor forsake us. He said He'd be with us always, even to the end of the way. That's the promise that we have of God. But He said when we go our own pernicious way, when we get away from God, He said the strife comes up and the enemy begins to murmur and complain against us. Praise God. Our enemies laugh us to scorn. Amen? They mock us. They make fun of us. I'll just be honest. About halftime, the church deserves that. Amen? Oh, we turn away from God. We turn away from, and we chase after everything coming and going. Praise God. Listen, we need to have our minds focused on the Lord. We need to have an attitude of righteousness and godliness and holiness. Praise God, before a thrice holy God. Amen. Need restoration. We need illumination. That'll make a difference in our hearts and in our lives. And missing out on the green pastures and those still waters. Praise God, where God, the chief shepherd, can nurture us and help us and give us that sustenance, praise God, that we need. We all need it every day. Help from the Lord. Amen. I know we got to have food for our bellies. Amen. Got to have roof over your head and all that stuff. But God said if we'd seek first the kingdom of God, His righteousness, all those things will be added unto us. He said they shall be added unto you. That shall mean, praise God, God will take care of it if we'll just seek Him first. Amen. They got caught up and they're chasing after the idols of the world. Hello? They got caught up with these people of these other nations. They began to chase after the things of the world, and they forgot about who God is. Amen. That little flock, praise God, but God says He's still there for them. He's still trying to minister to them. That little flock of Israel, praise God, but they turned their backs on God. They're like sheep that's gone astray. They're missing the benefits of godliness because of their own attitude toward God. But God says, hey, little flock. He prayed and he said, Lord, if you'd just turn again to us, just give us one more chance. As Brother Billy used to always say, thank God for second chances. He says, Lord, if you'll just give us one more chance, praise God. Cause thy face to shine, praise God. Look on us with approval. He said, praise God, then we'll be running well. Bless His name. And we shall be saved. So we see a flock, but then we see also a vine. Amen. Verse 8, he talks about that vine. He said, but thou hast brought a vine out of Egypt. Thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Amen. You know what he's talking about? He's talking about when God delivered the little nation of Israel. He heard the pleas by reason of their taskmasters. And he sent Moses down there. And he said, Moses, he said, go down there and said, bring my people out. He said, who am I going to say you are? Say, I am sent you. Praise God. Just go down there and say, I am sent me down here to bring out the people of Israel. Praise the Lord for the glory of God. He went down into Egypt, Egypt, a type of the world. Praise God. And he went down there and he brought them out with a mighty hand and delivered them out of that place. And he said, and thou hast cast out the heathen and planted it. Amen. He brought them out, brought them through the Red Sea. Praise God. He opened it up. Amen. Praise God. Let them walk through dry shod through the Red Sea. And now they didn't go through a swamp. They didn't go through a mud puddle. But they went through the very midst of the Red Sea. God opened it up. He peeled her back. And the wind blew through it all night long. Dried it out. And the Bible said they went across dry shod. They didn't even get their glory. Hallelujah. They didn't even get their sandals wet. And they come out on the other side. Shouting and praising, and they looked across the other side, and they saw Pharaoh's army. They saw the enemy, the top of the devil, and the demons, and the pursuers of mankind coming after them, wide open into that sea, and God swallowed them up. Man, said they'll see Pharaoh and his army no more. Praise God. You know how we get where we don't see Pharaoh, a type of the devil, the demons of hell, his army no more. We get across, praise God. God opens up the expansion of heaven, and we just keep pressing forward. We don't look back, praise God. We just keep looking up and looking ahead. So we see the good grace of God and the good way that He's paved, and just keep going with God. Amen. The restoration, the illumination, praise God, that God gives. He said, put them in a vineyard. Praise the Lord. Israel, a fruitful vine. Amen. And she was. Put them in there put them in a place where they didn't have to sow or reap. Praise God. They went into the land of Canaan and the vineyards was already there. The corn was already there. The crops was already there. All they had to do was go in and partake of what God Almighty has offered them. I will say glory, hallelujah tonight. I'm glad I don't have to worry about nothing. I've entered into something, praise God, that's a whole lot bigger than me. I'm just going in. Hey, the table's already been set. The spread's already been put on. Glory, hallelujah. We just got to pull up to the table and dine on the goodness of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just gets better farther on. But the nation Israel, they were running well. They were fruitful till they decided to turn from the Lord. Amen. They began to worship the gods of the other nations who are no gods at all. I mean, listen, everything that we chase in this world, it should have, it has no control over us. They are not gods. Hey, just little old things of this world. Everything's just things. But He is a God, and He's real today. And if we'll focus on Him, and we'll put our attitude toward Him, and our mindness towards Him, praise God, everything else will work out all right. And we can just pull up before a thrice holy God, and the smiling face of our Savior. Praise God, say glory, hallelujah. What a God we serve. Amen. Praise the Lord. It just gets bigger and better all the time. But they turned from God, and they turned to the idols of this world, to the ungodliness, to worship the gods of the nations. Amen. Praise His name. God help us. But God, and then God uses these very nations. Uses these very nations. What does He use them? He uses them to discipline His people. I'll tell you something tonight. America better not get too heady and high-minded. Amen. God has a way of taking you down a peg or two. We better not get heady and high-minded. We better realize everything that's happening, everything's going on, is because God Almighty is good, and He's good to us. And there's some people in America today that still love and seeking His appearing. Praise God. They're looking for respiration. They're looking for an illumination in the hearts and the minds of their family and their homes and their lives. And we're looking to God Almighty to do that for us. We're not looking for the president. We're not looking for these other crazy lunatics that's out there, but we're looking for God to move one more time in these United States of America and give us help and give us hope, praise God, that is in Him, that we shouldn't turn back, but praise God, we keep pressing forward. That precious old blood-stained banner, praise God, the cross of Calvary that was shed for you and me. Amen. Praise the Lord, God did that. Amen. Praise His name. But He'd use those very nations. He would use them to discipline His people. He would use them to discipline His people. Not only to discipline, but to destroy the vineyard. That very vineyard that they were praising, lifting up. But boy, look at us. Look what we've got. Look what we've accomplished. We better back up and reboot. We better back up and say, boy, look what God has done. Look what God's doing. Look what God's able to do. Look how much God loves us. Look how much God cares for us. Amen. Praise God. Looking for that restoration of God and His people. Praise God. Looking for Him to move in the vine one more time. This kind of, right here, I was looking at this today. It kind of parallels with Matthew chapter 21. Matthew chapter 21, he's talking about in verse 28, he's talking about the parable of the two sons. And said a man had a certain A certain man had two sons, and he came to the first, and he said, "Son, go work today in my vineyard." And he answered, said, "I will not." But afterward, he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered, said, "I go, sir," and went not. Whether of the twain did the will of his father? And the people say this, they say unto him, the first. And Jesus saith unto them, "Verily I say unto you, that the publicans and the harlots go into the kingdom of God before you." Now he's talking to these Pharisees, talking to these religious people. Amen? That these are supposed to be really religious, supposed to be following God. Folks saying, you know, Heavenly Father, you just tell us and we'll do it. But he said, we're like these two sons. Said the nation of Israel and us today, we're like these two sons. Or we'll say, well, we're not going to do it. But then we come around after a while with the chastening of God, and you say, okay, you know what? We're going to do it because it'll bring glory to God. But this second son, he said, I go, sir. But then he went not. Amen? He said, that's the way the world is today. They say, oh, yeah. Said, they're first to jump on the bandwagon. Yeah, I'll go. I'll do that. I'll do a little something for the Lord. When you look around, you can't find them with a search warrant. Amen? That's just the way it is today. Praise God. But we need restoration. We need that illumination of God. Praise God. It'll give us a desire to do something for the Lord. He goes into the second parable, of the vineyard. It says a certain householder which planted a vineyard and hedged it around about and digged a wine press in it and built a tower and let it out to husband and went into a far country. Now, this fellow done set up everything you need for the vineyard. There was nothing left to do, praise God. All you got to do is just be mindful of it. And so when the time of the fruit drew near, he sent his servants to the husband and that they might receive the fruits of it. And the husband took his servants and beat one, killed another, and stoned another. And again he sent other servants, more than the first, and they did unto them likewise. But at last, of all, he sent unto them his son, saying, "They will reverence my son." But when the husband saw the son, they said among themselves, "This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and let us seize on his inheritance." And they called him, and they cast him out of the vineyard, and they slew him. He said, "And when the Lord thereof of the vineyard cometh, what will he do to those husbandmen?" Amen. Now, he's talking to these Pharisees and these Sadducees. He's talking to these religious people. Amen. The restoration and illumination, it wasn't there in them. They didn't realize who it was that was talking to them. It wasn't the power of Jesus Christ as their Savior. And they said unto him, verse 41, He will miserably destroy those wicked men and will let out his vineyard unto other husbandmen, which shall render him the fruits in their season. Amen. He said, so what's taking place here? We see God Almighty in His magnificence, the way He's moving. So He'll destroy those keepers of the vineyard, praise God. They have no respect to God. Praise the Lord. Because they need that restoration. They need that illumination. They're praying for that direction that we get from God. Just like Asaph was saying, hey, you know, Lord, we've missed the mark. We're so religious. That's what Paul said, wasn't it, over in Acts 17? He said, let me talk to you about this unknown God. I see that you're too superstitious. In other words, he was, in a nice way, he was saying, you're just way too religious for your own good. He said, let me tell you about this unknown God. The one that you just throw in there just in case you happen to miss one. Because you don't want to disturb any of the gods. Amen. He began to tell them about the God of heaven that created the heavens and the earth and the things therein. Praise God. And down to the Lord Jesus Christ, where He died for the sins of the world. Through Him they might be saved. We see Asaph in here, and he begins to pray a prayer. In verse 17, he says this. He said, let thy hand be upon the man of thy right hand, upon the son of man whom thou hast made that thou madest strong for thyself. So will not we go back from thee, quicken us, and we will call upon thy name. Amen. Asaph praised God. He said, hey, listen, Lord, please help us. Give us a strong man. Give us somebody, praise God, that we can follow. Give us somebody with strength. Give us a person of your design, praise God, so that we can have restoration, so we can have the illumination from God, so we can be enlightened in this world, so we can see Christ, our risen Savior, set at the right hand of the Father to make intercession for the world. He said, just give us this man. Show us, praise God, this person, praise God, that we will have, that we might be illuminated in the world. Amen. Part of this come to pass. Part of this, whenever the nation of Israel was taken into captivity, and later they was able to return. Part of them returned out of captivity, amen. But the rest of it is yet to be fulfilled, amen. It's going to be a final realization in the Lord Jesus Christ when He comes again. Praise God! They're going to realize, praise the Lord, that God Almighty has kept His promise. Don't He always? Don't God always keep His promise? He's promised to do just exactly what He said He'd do. And He will. He said, then we'll be finally fulfilled in Christ Jesus the Lord. The people today, praise God, they're the sheep of His flock. He tells us that in John chapter 10. He tells us that we are the branches and the vine. That's what the church is today, the branches and the vine. He tells us in John chapter 15, praise the Lord, you and I, that's who we are. Amen. We're His flock. The flock of God, we're His branches on the vine. Praise the Lord. Amen. Say amen. Amen. That's who we are. Praise God. Don't ever forget that. Don't ever take the blessings of God for granted. That's what He made us to be. That's a blessing. To be those things, praise God, for the glory of God. And we've been restored and illuminated. We were bought out of sin, put in the family of God. And illuminated by the sweet Spirit that lives down in our hearts, that helps us day by day, gives us strength from the throne of God. Amen. And now what God's doing, He's seeking, praise God, He's seeking those to be fruitful, to produce fruit and be fruitful. Looking for fruitfulness in me and you. It's not that hard. Amen. If we realize that we've been restored, see, we were bought with a price. We were in sin. We were in sin, and our trespasses, our iniquity. Praise God! And God Almighty saved us out of that mess, saved us out of our misery, put our name in the Lamb's Book of Life, and then He's illuminating us. Praise God! Through His sweet Spirit, it's moving upon our hearts and giving us that guidance and leadership, helping us be just a little better day by day. Amen. Ain't you glad He does that for you? I mean, a little bit, if we'll let Him, if we seek it, if we desire it, God will make us a little better day by day.
Praise the Lord. Getting us closer to Him a little, drawing us just a little further along, getting us closer to Him day by day. One day we'll just sleep out of here and go home to be with Him. But He's seeking a fruitfulness. Fruit from in you, praise God. A faithfulness. A holiness. A righteousness. Praise the Lord. That's what Asaph was praying. His prayer was that there'd be a restoration and illumination through the Lord Jesus. He said again, He said, turn us again. Verse 19, O Lord God of hosts, cause thy face. He said, turn us again. Now, did you catch that? I caught that this morning. I read that, and all of a sudden, that I'd read through that, I don't know, probably 10 times. And all of a sudden, Brother Zakat just jumped out at me. And he said, turn us again. I thought, whoa. I wonder how many times He'd already turned them. Amen? I wonder how many times God's already had to turn us around, redirect us, refocus us. It's a continuous thing. Because we, like Israel, praise God, we're not looking for that restoration, that illumination, praise God. We're not looking to be part of that process. So we kind of rebel and we kind of don't follow like we should. We probably don't not led the way we ought to be led, praise God. We're not focused the way we ought to be focused. And the next thing you know, we're way out in left field somewhere. But Asaph says, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Turn us again. How many times is God going to have to turn us again? How many times is God going to have to go out and get us and bring us back? Amen. Why do we want to work Him like that? Amen. Come on. Why do we put God through that? He loves us and cares for us. He come to seek and save. He come to where we were. Is that not good enough? Amen. He gave Himself to be the perpetuation, the price of sin, praise God, to pay for you, to redeem you. Is that not enough? How many times is He going to have to chase us down? Amen. I just wonder one day if we get off by ourselves, little old lost sheep, just straying away from the Lord. And what are we going to do when he calls us home? Say, come away, my beloved, come away. And we're way out there in left field somewhere. Amen. We better stay close to God. You say, preacher, what'll happen? Praise God. Hey, He'll have to snatch you out of there wherever you're at. That's what He'd do if you've surely been born again. But if we've truly been born again, why do we stray from God? Asaph says, turn us again, O Lord God of hosts. Cause thy face to shine. And we shall be saved. Amen. The only way, he said, Lord, if You'll turn us again, bring us close to You, and let Your face shine upon us, help us stay in the presence of the presence of Your presence, so that we can see the power of God move in our life. I mean, that restoration, that illumination that we need, every one of us. And Asaph said, this is what we need. We need that restoration to God. We need to stay close to Him. We need that illumination to keep us alive and lively. Amen. Stood discouraged and dissuaded all the time. Amen. We need the Lord like we've never needed Him before. And that restoration process, the illumination process, that's how you get there. You ask God to restore you, to forgive you your sins, to help you in your sinfulness, and then just begin to allow God to move in your life, to motivate you, to give you direction, to give you the help, the confidence that we need. Oh, we come short every day. This old flesh that we live in. Amen. To encourage myself, I go over and look at Romans. Just read Romans chapter 7. You get discouraged because of the old flesh you live in. Just go over and read Romans chapter 7. Look at Paul, one of the greatest apostles that ever lived. He said, oh my goodness, in this flesh. He said, that I would, I do not, and that I would not, that I do. Woe is me. He said, I'm struggling. But Asaph said, you know what? He said, if we'll just turn to the Lord and we'll just and realize that He is the Lord God of hosts, and said call His face to shine, God smile upon us, God to be glad that we're where we're at and the way that we're going. He said, and we shall be saved. Who's going to save us? It's going to be God. It's going to be the Lord of hosts. Bless you. It's going to be the Lord of hosts. that saves us in the end. Amen.